Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was hell or hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 177. This is Jorge.
This is Matt.
And back for, I don't know what time.
Fourth, maybe.
But it's Carlos Warm Babies Bielma.
Yeah,
what's up, buddy? Guys?
What up?
Not too much.
Rustle that mic up to your face a little bit.
Yeah, man. I don't have anything to cheers him with yet.
All right.
Will you hand me the bottle that looks like a wine bottle?
That's there was wine.
It is not wine.
No.
It's a boy bin.
But yeah, we banned Carlos from the show for like 4 years.
Yeah, that's not true. It hasn't been that long. For good cause.
Yeah, it had to have been because it was, I think the last episode you were on was the American Horror Story Coven episode.
No.
No, there's
no,
one after that?
No, Black Christmas.
He went to That's right.
I was much more timid.
So we banned him for like a year.
Yeah, it was a year. The second to last episode you were on was a shit show.
They usually are.
Wow.
All of the first episodes were all shit shows. Yeah. I got way too drunk and way too I just focus on making you guys laugh by saying super fucked up shit,
which is the best way to make us laugh.
Right. So
it works, and I appreciate the effort.
We appreciate you.
Yeah. It's a sweet Minnie Mouse cup you got.
You got Minnie and Mickey.
He does.
One's for water, one's for the other one.
Milk?
I'll just mix
it. That's his diet monster. Rockstar monster.
It's your rockstar.
Fucking rockstar.
I can't help it, man. I need caffeine to stay awake these days.
Yeah, you and me both. I was going to get a coffee on the way up.
My brain is bullshit.
Yeah, that's pretty true. No, it's not bullshit. These guns. Check that out.
You're fucking dumb,
dude. Keep forgetting to send you my after gym pictures. I'll get back on that.
Please don't.
Me and Rhett both.
We don't need to be sent. No.
I'll keep them off of Instagram and I'll just send them to you.
No, thank you.
Super sweaty.
No. See, every time I flex, the muscles just push the fat up. It's still a mound, but it's not a mound of muscle.
It sculpts it.
Yeah.
That's good, though. It just looks bigger. You just push it up.
There you go.
You got to fold your arms like that to push
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to get those fists behind the bicep. Yeah. Good Lord.
So I'm caught up on Castle Rock.
Yeah, what do you think?
Have you been watching Castle Rock?
No.
You might want to plug your ears and hum a little tune in your head.
I don't care about spoilers.
Holy shit, dude. It's so good.
It's really
fun. Did he have a cloven foot? He did, right?
I think he did.
Okay, I thought I saw that. I'm like, that looked like a hoof. But my hooves. I thought it was a hoof, and then it just cut away. He's the fucking devil.
See, that's one of those shows I was super skeptical about. So
nah, it's good.
Knowing that you guys like good, it. Matt. Knowing good. That Matt likes it.
It's because good.
He doesn't like a lot of things.
Yeah, but even Stephen.
Okay, well,
even Stephen King stuff though. Like it's Stephen King and George likes it.
Don't okay. Give this guy too much credit.
Give but me all the credit.
You know, I'm on his wagon now about Walking Dead. I stopped watching it.
Good.
I don't watch it anymore.
We stopped years ago, man.
Yeah, I just
I was
I stopped like for like 3 years, and then I went back last season just to see it, and I did a whole just fucking marathon of it, and it's
I was shitty, man. I was hate fucking not last season, but the season before.
Yeah.
Just because I was like, I gotta.
You went back into it.
Yeah, again. I was like, I have to like see this through.
Yeah.
I couldn't, dude.
It's hard. It's hard. And I think Andrew Lincoln's leaving now.
Yeah, dude. That's how they're trying to get me to watch it again. They're like, yo, he's going to leave, dude. It's going to be cool. And I'm like, not until you kill Daryl.
Yeah,
maybe I'll watch it.
I like Daryl, but not as a main character. I don't think he can carry a show.
I don't think he can act.
He can just act emo the whole show?
That's what he does.
That's all he does.
He acts tough and he acts brooding, and then you always just think he's going to kiss the dude whose face he's in.
Dude, I really just thought he was going to kiss
him. Kiss him.
Just kiss,
kiss, those, kiss Rick.
That fucking gay dude. No,
he's,
the gay dude.
He's probably kissed Rick a couple times.
Yeah.
I bet.
But that's why girls like him, because he's mysterious and gay. They can't have him. So.
There's no mystery. He's a bad actor.
No, he's a good actor.
He's a good actor.
Is he?
He's a good actor.
Is he?
Yeah.
Have you seen
Izzy Boondock Saints? Yes, I have. Yes, I have. I wouldn't qualify that as good acting. It's much better than Walking Dead acting.
He's good in that video game Death Stranding from what I've seen so far, even though I have no idea what
that
game's about.
You know what he does in that trailer? Looks brooding.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. He's pretty
contemplative
good.
Brooding.
He's pretty good at that.
He is good at that.
Contemplative or contemplative?
Both.
Contemplative.
He picked up a baby. I think he's pretty good at that.
The baby.
Little baby.
Yeah, what's up with him and saving babies?
I don't know. It's better than what you do to him.
Got him.
Yep. Oh, we're going to get banned from Disney now. Fuck.
Oh, because we're talking about, yeah. Well, if we ever end up in relationship with Disney, we're totally fucked.
Yeah. Man, we've made it a long way, and it's made some weird turn somewhere.
How did we get here? We're in the house of the mouse.
Man, that would be cool.
What?
If if they were going to put us, if we did wind up affiliated with Disney somehow, and they were going to put us in the Haunted Mansion, what would we be doing?
Oh, like if they were like, these three idiots.
Yeah, like if they were going to make us ghosts in the mansion, like what would we be doing?
Like replacing ghosts at the
They just put like
the hobos.
It's a little Easter.
We'd be the hitchhikers. Yeah. We'd be the hobos.
Hitchhikers.
Oh, okay.
That'd totally be us. I'd be the short fat one.
Okay.
So I'd also be the short fat one.
No, yeah, you'd be the bald one.
I mean, can he not be short, fault, and bad? Fault. What did I just say?
Fault and bad.
You're basically a horror version of George Costanza.
Fault and bad. Mainly.
This ghost needs some repairs. It's fucking malfunctioning over here.
How do you get fat after you're a ghost?
I think if you're fat when you die, I think you're a ghost forever.
Yeah.
You can't lose weight as a ghost?
No, I don't think so, man.
You're fucked.
That sucks,
you
man.
Think ectoplasm
you die,
burns
you have to
off?
Make sure.
That's who you are, man. Like, when you die, they take, like, the Splash Mountain snapshot of you, and that's there forever. That's what it is.
Man, that's fucked
it
up,
it captures
man.
Your soul.
Yeah.
Your fat, artery-clogged soul.
Fat, shitty ghost that has a heart attack every 3 months. Damn it. Not again.
Oh, man. But Castle Rock, good stuff.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. And it's weird because, like, it has no business being good, but it is.
How long do you think the season's going to be? Because it was just episode 6. I wonder if it's been announced yet.
I would think probably 8 or 10.
I would think 10.
Would be my guess. Because it seems to be that's the...
Like it just went past the middle.
Right.
Because shit kind of is just getting crazy mm-hmm. right now. I swear to God, he had a fucking hoof.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
But he said he's not... I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to... That's a spoiler. But yeah.
What?
What he had said something, but I don't want to put that
you know what they say
who hadn't seen it.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled off was convincing people he didn't exist.
That is the answer to my question. Thank you. That's what I was gonna say. So that was good. And Channel Zero is fucking good. I just marathoned the shit
somebody,
out of the second season.
Somebody was giving you shit on the
bats.
Internet. It was Titty
fucking
Bats.
Dick.
Yeah, he posted something about it, and Titty Bats was like, welcome to 2 years ago.
Yeah, he's like, you're the one that's 2 years behind. I'm like, you son of a bitch.
You're the one.
Georgia wasn't so far. Nothing would
nothing.
Happen.
Still nothing. Yeah. Maybe we can use some of that Patreon money and fly over.
Go to Georgia so I can just be like, listen here.
Wouldn't that make for a good video?
Just slapping titty bats and leaving. Let me take this note down here.
Oh, shit. Well, anyhow, so you've watched Castle Rock. You're caught up.
Yep. I watched the second season of Channel Zero. I marathoned that whole thing. It's great. And I heard that it only gets better, so I'm going to start season 3, Butcher's Block, maybe tomorrow, if I got time. What else did I watch? I was trying to watch all of the Puppet Masters in preparation for this. I realized there was 10 of them.
Yeah,
and I stopped after the first one.
Yeah, I realized the same thing, man. Like okay.
Well, with the like offshoots versus demonic
full
toys.
Full disclosure. I wonder if I should save this until the actual movie talk.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
I probably should. I think yeah, so. Yeah. Anywho, I was dumbfounded at how many fucking Puppet Master movies there are.
There's a lot of them, man. There's a lot.
There's like Axis of Evil, Axis of Evil 2, Axis of Evil, The Return, Axis of Evil, The Funny One.
And it's retro Puppet Master.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
Oh, the fucking retro.
Well, that's why we brought Warm Babies on.
The Puppet Master.
He's the biggest Puppet Master fan that I know, so.
I love it. I loved it since I was a kid, man. Since I was like 7 years old, I've loved this.
Why? Like, like, what is it about Puppet Master?
Okay.
Will you save that?
Save it.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to talk about all
Puppet Master related things. All right.
Things. All right. Got it. So you didn't do very well at catching up with Puppet Master.
No. I paid 99 cents to buy the first one.
Wow.
The second one was like $4, and I'm like,
Not worth it.
And then all the other ones were free on Prime, but I read that after the third one, they all kind of suck. So
that's not completely true. I would argue after the fifth.
Okay, we'll get to that.
We'll get to it.
But yeah, and then I heard about this documentary called The Bleeding Edge. Have you heard about that on Netflix?
No, I heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
I heard it's like super hard to watch. It's like a medical documentary where people are talking about like terrible medical surgeries that they've had and the results of them. And they show, I don't know if it's reenactments or if it's like photos or something, but there was a woman talking about how she got an IUD and there was just blood gushing out of her and painting the walls.
Dude, I cringed during Nip Tuck. I don't know if I'd be able to watch that.
Yeah. I'm like really trying to test my wills and go watch it.
I have a coworker who just left like 2 months ago to go to nursing school, and she just finished her CNA certification, and I was like, girl, from what I know, you better buckle up.
She should start watching gore movies.
Well, no, like this dude's been telling us about, he's been wiping asses for the last like, you know, month and a half.
Yeah.
She should start watching
gore movies.
Well, yeah, it probably wouldn't work.
Yeah, they don't really take care of invalids in horror movies. It's more about like making them lay in their own shit.
I think it's the smell. I could watch it, but
can't smell.
See, that's what I was saying. I like watched this lady poop as we were trying to clean her, and it coming out didn't bother me, but like the smell of it, man. Like I had to turn my face. I felt my mouth watering like I was going to puke. It was gnarly.
You felt his mouth.
Yeah.
Felt his mouth watering.
It looked like soft serve.
It was like,
That's doo-doo, baby.
Sometimes you gotta eat the doo-doo.
Is that chocolate mousse?
It's so sad watching old people shit, man. I was at Macy's when I was like fucking 15. And I saw this old lady, she's like in a nightgown and she's walking around Macy's and she goes, uh-oh, and she looks down and she just shit on the floor and she just walks away.
I love that she says, uh-oh.
She says, uh-oh, and she fucking walks away. Actually, it was JCPenney, but still.
We talked about the last time we shit our pants, right?
We did like talk about a while ago. Time, yeah.
I think I said, uh-oh, when I did it.
Did you really?
I mean, I was in third grade, but I think I might have said, uh-oh.
I shit myself way more recently than that.
Dude, I don't remember who I was with, but I was with someone somewhere. We saw this trashy-ass lady walking by. Like, might have been a crackhead, but she definitely...
Could be a crackhead.
Oh, it was at Fashion Valley Mall, and there was like definitely a shit like up the back.
Crackhead at Fashion Valley? Dude. I would expect that shit at Mission Valley.
Nah, super out of
Fashion Valley.
Stood out like a sore thumb, dude. Definitely had like a line of shit up the back of her pants too, like soaked through.
She could also
pants.
Just be mentally ill.
Maybe.
Well, they shit their pants a lot.
Yeah. There was definitely doo-doo in the fancy ass mall while I'm wearing my I Hate Your Fucking Guts tank top.
Nice.
Fuck yeah. It's like all I wear is Who Goes There.
I don't want to talk about it. Whatever. All right. What about you? Or are you done with what you've watched? You
Star
done?
Star Wars.
Ben Swolo.
Yeah. And I did watch Black Klansman. Pretty good, especially for a Spike Lee movie.
Get out of here. It wasn't
nearly as heavy-handed as his other movies. Like he saved like the big chunk of the message for the last 5 minutes, but it was like,
wow. I'm assuming it's not what it sounds like. Black Klansman.
No, it is. There's a black cop who sounds white on the phone, calls up, joins the KKK, and then there's a white cop who meets them in person to like be that guy. That's so it's the two people hilarious. Being one guy.
Yeah. That sounds like something I'd totally watch.
All right, what about you? Seen anything recently or played anything recently that's of note?
I've been playing a lot of video games, just VR shit, man. I've been fucking balls deep in VR. VR porn, best shit ever.
I'm always worried that there's just going to be a dick coming at my face.
That's the ride you're getting on.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be prepared for all angles, man.
Do they really, though? Like, do they, like, if a guy's going down, he's munching box, like, is it right there, like the view?
Oh yeah,
like you got pubes poking your eyeballs.
Yeah, it's there, man. It's there.
He's going down.
It's there. And this is on like the PlayStation 4. Like once you get like the high end shit, like on computer, that shit's even better. They have fleshlights now. that sync up to the video that you're watching.
I've seen stuff like that,
dude,
before.
And it's like motorized. You just put on your car. I don't have one yet.
Dude, that was
too rich for my blood.
They had this thing before where it was like, where you could have sex with your long distance partner, where they would have like a dildo that was shaped like your dick, and then like a
you said this
is really the worst timeline that we're in right now.
This is the best time.
Nah, I don't think so, man.
I mean, like, the Trump thing's kind of fucked up, but the point that I could fuck my computer and it feels like fucking my wife, that's kind of cool. I mean, if I could just take it on the go.
Well, anything of note VR-wise that you'd want to talk about?
I just hope that the remake of Resident Evil 2 comes out in VR, man.
Okay.
Fuck, yes.
Because actually, like, they had a big presence at Comic-Con.
Are you going fucking full nerd and getting one of the giant collector boxes?
I can't afford that.
Dude,
shit,
there's
man.
One. Have you seen the Japanese
shit.
One?
Yeah.
It comes with a fucking replica typewriter.
It's fucking sick.
It's a thousand bucks, too.
I want that typewriter, man.
$1,000.
Okay, so has VR changed the way you play horror video games?
It's changed the way I look at the future, man. I really think that's going to be the thing. I mean, probably within the next 10 years, man, I think that's everything that's how you're going to be watching.
We're just going to be like in the Matrix.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to be watching, you're going to be part of the movie. You're going to be playing video games. I mean, the horror on VR, it changes everything. I mean, Slenderman was okay, but if you slap VR on that shit would be scary as well.
If you were a part of a movie, what movie would you be a part of?
Fuck, man. What's the one with the most hookers and cocaine?
Probably something from the 70s, like Shaft.
Yeah.
Something like that. Like any movie?
Yeah.
Or a horror movie.
Or maybe Judge Dredd.
Any movie. He's like, you're in the movie. Like, so you're VR and the movie's going on around you and you're kind of just hanging out. I think Total Recall seeing them three titties would be pretty sweet. Poke.
I think the third titty would get a little dull after a while, though.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's like old elevator buttons when they're all faded and shit.
I like to be in Cool World.
That would be cool.
That'd be fucking trippy.
It'd be a cool world.
It would be a cool world.
There's probably one person listening who knows what Cool World is. It's probably Hans Gretchen.
It might be Hans Gretchen. I have actually jacked it to
really?
Cool World.
Dude, I saw that shit in theaters. What was her name? Was that Kim Basinger?
Kim Basinger, yeah.
God damn.
She was hot as a cartoon.
What was the first movie you jacked it to? Was it that?
Oh, God, no. That was
first movie, just like
before like a you non- watched
first
Scramble
regular
Burn.
Movie?
Just like a regular movie.
I know 100%. It was a Fatal Attraction.
Dude.
100%.
That was mine.
Probably Revenge of the Nerds.
My stepdad was a huge like crime drama fan, so we had like Basic Instinct. We had Fatal Attraction.
Actually, it was one of those two. I don't remember which one, but it was one of those
two.
Dude,
Glenn Close. My goodness.
Yeah. Just not as Cruella DeVille.
I have
Cruella
no
DeVille.
Frame of reference for either one of these movies.
Really?
I mean, I know what one of them is.
You probably know. So
I mean, they're both which is the one with the pussy?
They both
they're
are.
Both are.
I mean, with the
that's
the,
why we jacked
that's
it
Basic
them.
Instinct.
The leg. The leg. Okay, yeah, so
that's,
like
that's Basic Instinct.
Aren't they kind of like the same movie?
No.
Overall.
No. So like Basic Instinct, she was more of like a Black Widow kind of deal where she was going after men. Mm. But Fatal Attraction was Michael Douglas and Glenn Close. He was fucking around on his wife and Glenn Close's character got super obsessed with him. It's the movie where she boils a rabbit and leaves it in the pot.
I think I heard about that.
It's crazy.
I haven't seen it though.
It's fucking crazy. It's a good movie.
Man, it's crazy. Have you guys heard of this We Happy Few game?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I haven't played it yet, but
not
I,
so good.
I want to play. Really?
Not
no?
so
really?
Good.
Did you play it?
Wow. I have not played it, but I have only seen bad reviews about it.
Wow.
Dude. First off, that it is a bug-riddled mess.
Wow.
The only good thing I've heard of it is that the voice acting is pretty good.
It looked kind of just like a BioShock ripoff, didn't it?
Yeah, which was why I was all in to play it.
So you know the concept of it, right?
You have to be happy or some shit.
Right.
Give me some pills.
Yeah, basically. It's in a post-apocalyptic future that, you know, they've outlawed sadness.
Not post-apocalyptic, is it? I think it's more of like an alternate
future. Alternate universe.
70s universe in
Mirror
London.
Mirror universe.
There you go.
Multiverse.
Multiverse. Where they've outlawed sadness, and they basically give people pills that keep them happy always.
Okay.
And the dude who is sort of the protagonist is trying to break away from it. It's, I mean, the concept is kind of neat, but everything that I've seen about it looks like a terrible
game. I just love that one scene where there's all these kids hitting a piñata, and then it shows the guy that doesn't have the pills, and they're just beating like a dead cat or some shit.
That sounds cool.
That's fucking sick.
I didn't expect it to be a cat. I thought it was going to be like Prayer of the Roller Boys.
You're a homeless person?
Like, nah. Well, yeah. Something like that.
That would be better.
Did you ever watch Prayer of the Roller Boys?
No.
Bro, I'll let you borrow that shit. That is 90s deluxe.
Bro.
It's a gang of fucking rollerbladers who wear trench coats, and they make a drug called Mist. And it's got the Patricia Arquette.
I love Patricia Arquette.
And it's got the dead Corey. Not Corey Feldman.
Well, Corey Feldman's dead inside, so he may as well be dead.
But he can still do movies.
Have I ever told you my Corey Feldman story?
What kind of story is this?
There's somebody who actually hasn't heard it.
There's somebody who hasn't heard the Corey Feldman story.
No, I don't think I've heard this.
I'm amazed.
Tell him on break.
Should I tell it for the people that don't?
No, let them just keep wondering what it is. Serves you right for not listening to the show sooner.
That's hilarious.
You got to go back a few episodes to hear the Corey Feldman story, dude.
Oh, that's funny.
Holy shit. Yeah, so anywho, continue. That's it?
Yeah, no, it's a fucking cool movie. I mean, it's a bad movie, but it's fucking cool.
All right, well, what is your top PS4 VR pick as of right now?
Resident Evil 7, man.
Resident Evil 7?
Yeah, because I beat it. Just without the VR,
mm-hmm.
and it's a whole nother game with it.
Damn,
and
son.
I think it's a good introduction.
How far are you in playing with VR?
What do you mean?
Like, how much of the game have you played through VR?
I've played probably about. Well, I just got outside the mansion.
Okay,
which is a pretty.
So you're about, because like, you know how when you play the first time through, like it takes like a drastic tonal change it's like it stops being spooky with the family and it's all those fucking
action
guys walking through the basement. You think that part's going to be shittier? Like, because I can see in the house with the family where like the dad's popping through the walls and shit would be really scary. But when you're just walking around and it's like, oh, there's another guy. Let me shoot your leg.
Those things jump though.
Yeah.
They jump towards you. And then, I mean... I'm not really scared of bees, so that bee part is gonna be fucking shitty. Like, I'm not gonna care about that. But it's not just the things that pop out. It's hearing shit behind you and having to look around.
I can see that.
It's just total. Just you're fully immersed in it.
Yeah, when I was playing that that roller coaster one, like I felt my knees give out when it was going down.
Oh my god, you feel like your stomach drop.
Yeah,
it's fucking crazy.
Pretty damn fun.
But I really think that's gonna be the future of. Movies
of everything,
games. Yeah, man, everything.
Some Ready Player One shit right there, boy.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
I think maybe I'd go in Dusk Till Dawn just so I could watch Salma Hayek. Dogma. So
Dogma.
I could watch Salma Hayek in her underwear, and pigtails sucking her thumb.
Yeah, you guys aren't getting picked up by Disney,
dude. I got some thoughts about Salma Hayek.
I've got the mini cup.
I'm about to fill that mini cup.
I don't recall watching anything this week. And the only thing I've been playing
is Dead Cells.
Dead Cells.
Dead Cells. What is that?
Holy shit, dude. Fuck, dude.
Fuck, dude.
You can't talk today.
Cheek beep. Look, dude. Do you like Castlevania?
Yeah, I love Castlevania.
Do you like Metroid?
I fucking love Metroid.
Do you like games that are horror elements, that have horror elements in them?
Absolutely.
Do you like the roguelite
I like a lot of things.
Progression
get
video games?
Yeah.
Get if, you like to the
those,
point.
If you like those three things, you will love Dead Cells. Do you have a Nintendo Switch?
Yeah.
Fuck. Does this fool have a Nintendo
Switch?
Fucking system,
bro.
Dude, you have got to get Dead Cells. It's only $15. It will blow your fucking mind.
Is it only on Nintendo Switch?
Or no,
is it just better
on Switch? It's on Steam.
It's on Steam.
Oh, okay.
But it runs at 60 frames per second.
Really?
On
the Switch?
The Switch, my dude.
Wow.
Yes.
I think I'm going to get Alia one for her birthday.
Get one.
And since she won't hear this, JM Metal, you better not tell her.
Get one.
Actually, this will be out after her birthday.
And that's get cool. Dead Cells. It's my favorite game in a long time.
All right.
I have now. So simultaneously with Hollow Knight and Dead Cells.
So fucking good.
I've put in like 60 hours of gaming. Like over the last
on those
month.
Two games.
Well, you got Isaac on your Switch too, didn't you?
I do have Isaac. Binding on my of Isaac.
Switch. Yeah. That would be the first thing I get.
Yeah,
it's so I get. I want to take Isaac on the go, and I don't want to get a fucking iPhone to do it.
It's nah, dude. The Switch is such a fucking sick system.
It's weird because it's a real simple system, right? There's nothing super.
It's not a super powerful.
It's not
system.
Super powerful. But the games that they're coming out, and the environment of it is so fucking cool.
Yeah.
I bought one for my kid. Come to find out that I'm like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to our family.
Yeah, it's awesome. I could see how a dad would like it because you could take it wherever the fuck you want.
We haven't gone portable with it yet because I don't want him to break it. I feel like the second he gets out of the house, he'll drop it and I'm going to like be super pissed. So it stayed docked.
Okay.
Just like Matt and I.
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
That means we put our dicks together.
I know what docking is, cool. Unfortunately.
But do you know what pegging is?
No.
How are we so in the know and everybody else is not?
I don't know, man. Pegging?
I've heard that term.
I'll tell you that and the Corey Feldman story on the break.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Maybe Patreon will hear that.
Anything else? Got news?
One of the stars from the original Child's Play came out and talked a bunch of shit about the new remake. Said it's a dick move, super douchey.
Jealous that she's not in it or what?
No, because like they're doing a Child's Play TV show that has like, you know, some of the original cast and then and then Homeboy that did Chucky. And they're doing a new movie that doesn't have him doing the voice of Chucky. It's got nobody from the original, none of the writers. It's basically like a competing franchise. And so that's what she was saying. It's a dick move.
Oof.
And that's actually supposed to start shooting like this month or next month. So September.
See, I like Child's Play, man.
I do too. And they've been doing really well, man. Like Curse of Chucky was incredible. Cult of Chucky had its moments. But I'm really excited for it. You know, like it's one of the few franchise continuations or sequels that have actually been good over the last few years.
Yeah.
But
That's really hard to find in terms of any franchise, but especially the horror franchises. Like they start losing it after a while. But Child's Play kept pretty strong, except with Bride of Chucky.
Bride of Chucky.
Have you seen Seed of Chucky?
No.
He's not. Chucky has a kid.
Yeah.
And it's a fucking little geek. Some kind of fucking dork.
Some kind of fucking dork. Yeah, the two puppets fuck.
Yeah.
The two dolls fuck, dude. It's crazy.
They fuck a few times.
They fuck like, a few. That's the crazy thing, dude.
Yeah. Fucking doll
this
sex.
This is blowing my mind right now.
Yeah.
That's blowing
Chucky
my mind.
Chucky was blowing his load into his fucking, into his doll girlfriend.
Do you think it comes out as like cotton?
Oh.
No, it wouldn't come out as cotton. It'd come out like. It'd probably come out like melted plastic.
Cotton, yeah. That sounds... Oh, yeah, hot plastic that
hot
like
plastic,
solidifies.
Yeah, dude.
It's like a fucking glue
solidifies
gun.
Solidifies and it makes a fucking little Chucky.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It just... It fucking 3D prints it all up in there. Like, it shoots it up in there and it forms in her little tummy.
That's some powerful ovaries, man.
Yeah, you got to give her a C-section to get it out, but it's there.
But it's there.
That's fucking crazy.
Good Lord.
Did you see that Nun trailer on YouTube?
Yeah, so it's pulled now.
It's fucking so stupid. Like, that is the Nun.
Yeah.
Like, but the fact that it got pulled, it's like saying that it's too scary.
That 6-second clip?
Yeah. It got pulled from YouTube because it was under shocking content. That's what it was.
I think because I here's the thing. I think that, you know, people that weren't expecting it, it's probably scary for kids.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you got your kid watching YouTube on your phone and all of a sudden, you know, there's it's a fucking Nun ad.
Oh, dude, I've been down YouTube rabbit holes and that's the last thing they need to worry about is getting their kids scared.
I mean, true, but, you know, we can talk about YouTube.
It's publicity, man. It's publicity.
We can talk about the depth of YouTube on another episode. Yeah. Holy fuck.
Yeah, that's an episode that needs research because there's a lot. What else? Did you see that? So, you know, I stopped buying toys.
You did.
But Funko is making horror figures that are like Masters of the Universe toys. Like He-Man, where they're all fucking shredded. And If there was one thing that was going to get me to buy toys, it's that.
Don't care.
Dude, no. Look.
See, I'm
no, I saw it. I don't care.
Look how fucking cool these are. They look like He-Man toys. They look
fucking sick. Dude, the thing is, Funkos are cool and all, but if I buy one, I can't buy one.
Yep.
I'm going to fucking...
Well, there's only five of these. Like,
no, but see, I see fucking people with their whole walls covered, wall to wall with fucking these little figures. And dude, I'm one of those people that I'm a completionist. I'm going to want it's every
the,
single
dude,
one.
You know what the biggest issue with those things are? They're the Beanie Babies of our fucking generation. Yep.
See...
You collect them for the longest time, thinking they're going to be worth a fortune. And then when you're ready to sell them, the bubble bursts. I sold four of them for $1,200, so I'm happy.
Hey, man, yeah. That's every year I go to Comic-Con and I make money. I pay for my whole Comic-Con trip based
by spending
Funkos.
6 hours in line waiting for Funkos.
No, I've waited in one line for 2 hours in the past.
Yeah,
five
I definitely
years.
I definitely don't get Funkos like just to get a Funko. Like if it's something that I'm interested in, like I've got the Alien Queen and Ripley up there.
There's so much shit I'm into,
but
I really want that Black Phillip one.
But the like Black Phillip one is dope. And also the Devil from Cuphead is also dope.
Oh dude, I fucking love Cuphead. I just started playing that again recently.
On what system?
On Xbox One.
Oh wait, I have it on Steam. Fuck. Steam. Oh, and it's only local multiplayer, huh?
Yeah, it's only local. I want it on Switch.
Poop.
That game's so fucking sick.
Poop.
I love that fucking game.
All right, Hami, anything else?
Bruce Campbell is going to do the voice of Ash on a new video game.
Any details on this video game?
No. He just said he has previous obligations to fulfill when somebody asked him if he would do, like if they expanded the Evil Dead universe, if he would do mocap or voiceover for a game.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, no, that's different. And then he said that he had previous obligations to fulfill. They're doing a video game, a whole immersive kind of dealio. I'll be Ash for that because I wouldn't want someone else's voice hamming it up. But that's it. There's a man with a mortgage right there.
Yeah. Do you think Bruce Campbell's rich?
I don't know.
I think he's okay. I think he's doing all right.
Did I ever tell you my Bruce Campbell story?
I don't believe so.
It's not really an interesting story, but I was at the Fangoria Weekend of Horrors in like 2003 with Stevie Dio and London May, and Bruce Campbell was doing some kind of interview, and London asked him a question. He goes like, oh, how do you react to, you know, people saying you sold out? I don't know if it was because of Burn Notice or something. And he goes, I don't call it selling out. I call it having a mortgage, sir. And he's like, I have bills to pay. Like just came out and basically said, I'll do it for a fucking paycheck. And there you go.
Dude, people forget that though. People but forget I, that you yeah, gotta I mean, get
you,
paid too.
Do you think he's like never has to really work again, rich? Or, you know, he's
he does not strike me as the kind of guy that A, made a shitload of money doing the movies and TV he did, and B, doesn't strike me as a guy that would be financially intelligent.
Really?
Lou Ferrigno was one of the biggest stars at that time when he was on TV, and he fucking gives handjobs for $20 at Comic-Con.
Well, dude, that's because all his money went to gear, like to fucking roids, allegedly.
That's true.
Allegedly.
No, dude, that dude's, there's no way that dude's 70 and still jacked like that.
Yeah, dude, there's no way. Like Vince McMahon.
Huh.
That dude is fucking cut.
All right, well, I mean, I don't know.
That's pretty much it for the news that I care about.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You might hear some other voices in the background when we come back from our break, but who's to say? Who knows? Hey,
put on deodorant.
Hey, bros.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, God.
Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
What are you doing?
Smelling my armpits.
Yeah. Smelling your own armpits? That's pretty cool,
you
dude.
You want to get in here, bro?
Dude, I got allergic.
Smells good, bro. No.
I got allergic to fucking deodorant.
Like that sucks.
5 years ago, I became allergic.
The aluminum sulfate?
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I tried using that hippie shit, and I still break out in like a fucking massive rash.
Oh,
I gotta
dude.
Use this stuff called Certain that like fucking just dries it up.
I used to have that shit, the stuff that has a bunch of alcohol in it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You could also get
Dove Secret for bitches.
What's the shit that old ladies inject in their faces?
Botox.
You could put Botox in your armpits.
Yeah, you wouldn't sweat anymore.
Nah, I think I'll just stick with the certain.
I think it would still stink, though.
I don't think so.
Because it's the bacteria that's there that makes it stink.
Yeah, but it's the sweat that's created by the sweat.
Oh, you want to smell my bacteria?
Sweat. My problem. Hey, Matt.
Yeah, buddy.
What's up with the Patreon, dude?
Patreon is fucking on fire, homie. Patreon is where the coolest of the cool help us continue doing this super fucking cool show. Whether it be shipping or site fees and all that good stuff.
God, shipping.
You go and just do a little bit of money every month or however many months you want to do it, and you get stuff in return. You get bonus content. You get exclusive merchandise. You get wrestling in the kitchen. You get the episodes before everybody else.
I thought you said wrestling in the kitchen. No, you get to wrestling going on over there.
You get to help pick the movies sometimes. You get all kinds of cool stuff, and it helps us keep doing the show. And this week we have three.
Wow.
Three new Patreons.
Damn, son.
So we got Jim Otto, Rocky Chancellor, and the homie Scotty Juice.
Scotty Juice.
Scotty
Basically
Juice.
Basically got bullied Scotty Juice. Into becoming a Patreon.
I would say he got more coerced.
Coerced
into joining Patreon. I'm very persuasive.
You are very persuasive.
I have that going for me. It's this gorgeous face of mine and these rippling muscles. Not yet, but
both
still,
of those things.
Soon.
Are almost true.
Soon. Yes.
Patreon's like one of the best like crowdfunding things now, man. That's
you know
so
what it,
fucking
it,
sick.
It's so rad because it allows us to kind of do our own thing.
Without getting ads and having,
without having to worry about like doing ads and all kinds of bullshit, man. Like it allows us to do.
You stay in control.
The stupidity of this show without worrying about like, we may have said something shitty.
And the nice thing is like, since they're kind of like our sponsors, like they already like the dumb shit we do anyway. So it's like, they're not going to offend anybody. And
oh,
if
God,
we do,
we've got a dag.
What's up, homie? Little puppy.
Don't let her fuck with you.
Okay.
If she gets up, nope.
It's because of patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast that we've been able to do a lot of cool things like working with different artists and sponsoring the Telluride Horror Show, which is happening the second weekend of October in Telluride, Colorado. And I am very fucking excited.
You are.
We are hosting, not hosting.
Sponsoring
the horror trivia. It is hosted by Dread Central's own editor-in-chief, Jonathan Beercan.
Birkin.
So there's that. Patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast and help us out. Or you can go to whogoestherepodcast.storenv.com and buy a t-shirt or a mug or something or other. Or
dude, you guys got to make a tank top, dude, because that's.
Dude, they're on the store, buddy.
Are they really?
You can get the tank top or the Axe Cat or the Metal Loco Mutant or any of that cool shit.
I'm buying
Metal Loco.
I'm buying
Metal Loco. On a tank top. That I Hate Your Fucking Guts tank top.
It looks real good
coolest,
on a tank top.
Coolest tank top I got. Homie Mitch Snyder did that.
Damn.
Good job, Mitch.
Awesome.
Bitch, you ain't no nerd. Could have sworn you was.
What are you, kind of some fucking dork?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yas. So, the Who Goes There podcast watched Puppet Master, The Littlest Reich, released in 2018, April, and then to VOD last week,
a couple days ago.
Directed by Sonny Laguna and Tommy Wicklund. Written by Craig Zoller, Charles Band, based on characters by. Starring, holy shit, Thomas Lennon, Michael Paré, Charlene Yee, Udo Kier, who is a fucking badass, Barbara Crampton, who cannot shut her mouth when she's taking pictures on Instagram, Nelson Franklin, Matthias Hues, Tina Parker, Johnny Pellicer, Kennedy Summers, Betsy Holt, who I think one of those two is a porn star.
One of them, probably.
The one with all the plastic surgery and the fake tits.
Definitely. Yeah, she's like some German model.
Anywho,
this is the best cast since Corey Feldman was on.
Dude, and turns out that Matthias Hues, he's in like 100 shitty 90s action movies.
Really?
I'm like, that dude looks really familiar. I have not seen a single movie he's been in, but they're all like early 90s action movies.
Oh, he has been.
Like 100 of them.
Dude, he just works. This boy does not stop.
Nope. Because I'm like, who's that fucking weird dude with the long hair? He made me realize that I probably shouldn't have my hair long past like 45.
I'm going to think that that is a little bit of extensions on my dude.
Wait, is it, are we talking about that blonde dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, who the fuck is this weirdo?
I wasn't even convinced that dude spoke English when I watched the movie because he doesn't say anything.
I don't think he really did, to be honest.
I don't think he says anything.
Okay. Matt Smith.
Yeah, buddy.
What'd you think of Puppet Master, The Littlest Reich?
Do you really have to ask?
Yes.
This movie is offensive. It's bloody. It's funny. It's got tits in it. And I loved every second of it. Every goddamn second of this movie.
Okay.
Including the stinger.
Which I did not see.
Which I figured you didn't.
I figured you would let me in on the secret.
Yes, it's a fucking masterpiece.
Okay.
I love this movie.
Uh-huh.
I tried to watch the other Puppet Masters.
Would not.
I mean, like, I watched the first one, and I'm like, oh, this movie's good. You know, it's got its faults. And then I'm like, I'm going to stop right there because I don't want it to ruin how awesome this one was. So I am... 100% two thumbs up, Puppet Master, Littlest Reich.
Okay. Carlos?
Fuck, man. It changed a lot. I mean, the pacing isn't the same as the old movies, which I consider to be really good. And this movie was, it just seemed like it was just fucking catered to fans in a bad way.
In a bad way?
I mean, these puppets had no personality. There was no personality to them where
I can see
they were just
that.
Killing machines. I mean, which is cool. There was a lot more gore.
Correction. They're Nazis. Nazi killing
Which is
machines.
Another. How the fuck? Well, not in this one. They're well, Nazi killing machines both ways, I guess. In the previous movies, they killed Nazis. In this one, they are Nazis.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that.
But
shit.
I just think it was a disservice to all the other movies. I mean, it's the best one for the past... 6 or 7.
Which isn't saying much.
Yeah, right. But I can't give it two thumbs up.
Wow.
I'm actually in disagreement.
Oh, man.
Okay. Well, so I've got... Here's the Who Goes There confessional. I have not seen a Puppet Master film since the first one. And I have not seen it since the first time I saw the first Puppet Master. So that is how many fucking years ago?
A lot.
Well, did you watch it when it came out?
I probably saw it
like in the like 90.
Yeah,
I probably saw it on 80s? VHS if I was to be perfectly honest.
Okay.
So I don't really have a whole lot of affection for this series.
Okay.
With that said, this movie was kind of fucking cool.
This movie was badass.
You can't, I mean, dude, it's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. It's
super offensive.
Not even that. Like I wasn't even.
It's pretty offensive.
There were some Jew jokes that I actually had me chuckling.
That Jew puppet?
No, dude, the part where the guy goes, oh, are you Markowitz?
Yeah.
He's like, why would you say that? Do I look Jewish? He goes, well, come on.
He's like, well, are you him? Well, yeah, but well, then
the question doesn't need to be answered. One of my favorite bits. But dude, I genuinely thought, first off, the cast pretty fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't bad, man. I mean, acting wasn't too bad.
The acting wasn't terrible. Barbara Crampton. I
don't get it.
There are things about Barbara Crampton that I just like. I'm like, really, guys? Like, what?
Which one's Barbara Crampton? Who did she play?
The overacting cop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
I just... I
think people got rose-colored glasses for her. Like, people who watched a lot of the 80s horror movies that she was in. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's Barbara Crampton. She was like in... Who would be like a modern-day Barbara Crampton? Who's in a bunch of fucking... I guess Daniel Harris, maybe? You know, maybe. Somebody who's like in a bunch of horror movies and it's like, oh, you're in everything. Like, so you're beloved because you're in all these movies, but you're not that good.
I will say this. She's in this movie, she's inoffensive. She doesn't irritate me, but like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
But with that being said, man, there's some stuff going on in this movie that is actually like, I think really well done.
If I would have seen it without watching any of the previous ones, I might have liked it more than I do.
Yeah.
But I think it kind of ruined
soft spot.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this a little bit, because so the Puppet Master series, has it always been Nazis?
For the most part, yeah. For the most part, I don't think it was that big.
There was Nazis
in
the very first episode or very first movie. One. Like the Nazis coming.
They're coming
and
to
that's
kill
why he hid the
Andre
dolls.
Toulon.
Yeah. In the very first one.
Because he's a French dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently he's a Jew too. I don't know. I don't know why the Nazis would be after him.
So he created these puppets to fight
to kill
the
Nazis? Yeah.
Okay. But then, according to this one, he sold the puppets to the Nazis.
Well, in this one, he was a Nazi, right?
Yeah. So did they kind of just throw out the whole...
I think this is one of those alternate timeline type things.
Is it a retelling of the lore, basically?
I don't think so. I think it's just a parallel universe type thing.
Oh, shit. Puppet Master Multiverse? I don't think you can handle that.
Yeah, I really don't think this one is in the same timeline. Is the other ones.
So it starts out really weirdly, right? It starts off with a
creepy ass old dude.
Well, yeah, and that whole scene is in 1989, right?
Is it?
Well, that's the idea, I think. It says something 1989.
Oh, does it?
Okay. Right.
What's the point of that scene? So
just to set up the first kill for the puppets.
Is that it?
That's it.
Because he goes into that little like sarcophagus with the rebar sticking out of the house. Are we supposed to believe that he's in there until present day?
Yeah.
Because it was a mausoleum, right?
He's generating energy. Is that kind of what the whole deal
is? Yeah, I think that's what's powering the puppets.
Yeah, that's it. That's what's going on.
I mean, you can see when they're shooting the puppets or when they're damaging them, you see that purple, like,
the glow.
Purple light. Yeah.
They got the glow. That's what had happened.
The shinning.
You know, as much as I love watching two women kiss, that scene was really weird. Like, I mean, just the whole conversation that's going on, and he goes, "Oh, are you an acquaintance of hers?" And he goes, "The gentleman wants to know if we're acquainted." And then, like, she like gets up, like this weird looking chick, and walks behind the bar and just starts making out with the bartender. And I'm like, that would not happen in real life.
It's the least attractive lesbian makeout scene ever created.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. It's no wonder he got up and left all disgusted.
He left offended. He was like, goddamn homosexuals. Yeah. Jesus.
And then puppets wound up in the car as the lesbians are driving home talking about having a baby. And it's just like, no, you're both fucking dead.
Your head's about to be chopped.
Yeah.
That was good, though.
Okay, so here's my one issue with this movie is that you get that scene, right? You get like puppets chopping off heads.
Uh-huh.
And then like 30 minutes pass by with no puppets.
I mean, I didn't think it was.
Yeah,
it
goes straight to Sergeant Dangle.
Yeah. Was he padre in the Cente?
uno segundo.
All right.
I just I was like, okay, well, we've got this first kill. Let's go. It lulls real badly in after that initial scene, like the first third of the movie is like, holy shit.
Well,
there's this subtext of this fucking like house that, you know, people got murdered in. And it's a 30-year anniversary.
But there's no other backstory.
And there's a convention. And then there's like, why the fuck is there a convention for this?
Well,
killing?
Because
I don't understand.
Because he made the dolls.
I'm asking everything in a question.
And it's 30 years after the doll maker was murdered by police. So
right.
They're having the convention to bring the dolls together and sell the dolls. And it's like not so much an anniversary or a celebration of the death, but it's like, you know, it's an interesting morbid fact. It's dark tourism.
But also like Lieutenant Dangle's brother was killed by the puppets.
Yeah. Wait, he was killed, but I don't think they know how he was.
Yeah. I don't know that they actually said it was by the puppets.
They didn't go into that backstory.
Well, he mentioned it. He goes, oh, these guys killed my brother.
No, but he mentions it, but they don't go into the whole backstory. Like,
it's weak. It's a weak.
Right.
Again, talking real smart about a dumb movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a movie where puppets reanimate or animate in the first place.
So, talking about explaining things, I really liked at the beginning the opening credit scene where it was, you know, the black and red.
It retells the story.
And it tells the whole story. I'm like, that's really awesome. I like that they did the story and the backstory during the credits rather than doing a large info dump in the middle of the movie, which they then proceeded to do.
Right.
They took the tour and Barbara Crampton, and then we had to listen to Barbara Crampton fucking explain the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, that is also, you know, a negative, right? That opening scene was incredible, dude. It was like a comic book retelling of the whole series.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really clever, but then also that leads me to believe that this movie is in the universe. It's in
it's canon to the rest of it,
right? So,
that's why I wanted to watch all the other ones.
What the frig happens?
Well, in the first one, Andrew Tulum kills himself.
Okay.
This one, he was shot by police, I think.
Well, maybe he kills himself. Police.
Didn't the puppets kill him in the first one?
No, he shot himself.
Who reanimates themselves in the first? That wasn't him. That's another dude. Okay.
Yeah, he reanimates himself, and then he takes control of the puppets.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the puppets, are they just puppets, or are they people that are trapped in the puppets?
So Andre Toulon makes these puppets. And then he uses like some old Egyptian like stuff. He makes like a serum, basically injects them to bring them to life. But they can have souls of past people. Like Leech Woman had the soul of Andre Toulon's wife, who was killed by Nazis.
I read that.
And that's then some of the other ones.
So some real deep lore.
So
there's
some
deep lore in them. Like some of them have like
The fucking drill guy was like a miner that he was a miner who died in like a mine collapse or something like in Germany. And so they all have backstories and people that they're based off of, which I didn't know any of that shit until, you know, we were going to do this and I started looking into it.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's because Leech Woman always fucking freaked me out. And so I just wanted to look her up. And
it's a scary character.
Yeah.
How good would the head be, though, if she could unhinge her jaw like that?
No, dude, because there'd be a leech in there. Haven't you ever seen Stand By Me?
Dude, she could only have so many leeches.
Dude, I've seen blood come out my dick once or twice. I don't want to see it again. That's some scary shit.
I have, too.
Yeah, scary shit.
You've seen blood come out of his dick?
Both his and mine.
Yeah, together while we were docked. They got stuck together.
Gotta explain pegging later.
Yeah. Oh, we forgot to explain.
We were
pegging.
Like cats. We were inseparable.
Yeah, because of the barbs.
I'm sure I know what pegging is.
A Barbie dick.
Oh,
there's lore behind the puppets.
So okay, let's get to it because I mean,
Esketted. Do you know that? We'll show you that too.
Oh man, I'm learning a lot today.
All the who goes there memes.
We're about to make you infinitely stupider.
If you're already stupid, can you be more stupid?
You can always be more stupider. Forever.
The puppets were weird to me because they lacked cohesiveness, if that makes any sense. Because we have like one that's like a skeleton Nazi. Another one, which
I think
is like,
that goes in with what Carlos was saying about they don't have like
there's no charisma or
there's no personality to them.
There's like a frog.
They just use them as killing machines.
Dude, I was waiting for the frog the whole fucking time, and then they show him for like 30 seconds near the end, and he was like in all of the advanced photos and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm like,
so
cool, there's a fucking frog now.
So this is the first one. Okay, so obviously, Blade has been in all of them.
Yep.
Pinhead has been in all of them.
Which one's Blade's?
Blade is the one with the hook and the one that looks like a skeleton.
There was like two versions of him,
right?
There
was several.
Yeah, there was a couple.
There was the one that had like the hands that opened.
Because I didn't see
Blade.
I didn't see the one that actually was like the real Blade until like the end of the movie, I think. Because the one that he had in his closet had like long blonde hair. And I don't think that was Blade. And then there was
that one was Blade.
Was it?
Yeah, okay. That one was Blade. And there's another one that kind of looks like Blade, who appears
has like a skull, and
yeah,
it was the retro one, right?
It could have been either a retro one, or there was an actual a Dr. Death who appeared in like one movie. I think it was two, and then it could have been him. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, because
they didn't go into it.
There was a puppet that had a Blade hand. And a hook hand.
Right.
Right.
There was alternate versions of him.
Yeah, right? There was like two versions of him.
And I think that's why none of the characters have any weight to him, because I always knew it as like there was one Blade, and I'm like, that one looks really weird. Wait, that's not Blade. And you find out there's a bunch of variants.
Yeah, this is the first one I've seen where the movie definitely puts that on its head, right?
Because it, you're supposed to think that they're at a convention where all of the puppets that were made have been brought to one place. So, you know, there's five or six versions of Blade, five or six versions of who's the strong one?
Pinhead.
What's the drill head?
Driller.
No, Tunneler.
Tunneler. Yeah, I'm super glad I've not seen these movies because this is so much more fun.
But one of my favorite ones was missing, which was Jester, and I think this is the only one he's never been
Jester
in.
Jester is the clown head that like has different sections, right? Okay, I know that.
He's been in every single one.
Did they
for this
mention
one.
Him in this one?
I don't think they did, but it kind of seemed like they made that fucking amphibian one, that fucking Kermit the Frog. Like took his place or something.
Well, there was a grasshopper too.
Oh, yeah. The grasshopper who showed up for like 10 seconds and then was like mysteriously gone.
Nah, he was in one of the best action scenes, dude. He was in that one where he was hopping around and then Pinhead started punching that chick in the face.
Oh, no, but the grasshopper one disappeared.
Yeah.
It just left.
Did it?
No, he killed that guy that made fun of the Jew.
Yeah, but in that scene, he just left and then like didn't help.
Oh, he just
danced. Oh, well, yeah, because they kill whatever. Okay, so they kill Pinhead or whatever, and then like that Hopper one was like nowhere to be found.
It's like I'm out.
Yeah, what happened to him? Did he flee? Or
the grasshopper?
Yeah,
grasshoppered out.
Yeah, because there was two puppets in that room, and then they killed one of them, and then they just left. And
he had to figure out who else to hate crime.
There you go.
I also think it's laughable that these puppets can be killed by bullets. That shit to me is the funniest thing.
I mean, you let the glow out.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah, it had to be contained. Maybe it's like a soul. So it's like when you shoot a person and their soul escapes and you have to say God bless you to cram it back in.
Mm. Or what's that shit from Wayne's World? And he goes, yeah, you'd kill somebody, you'd stab somebody, and you'd see the steam escape from the stab wounds.
Yeah. And Ed O'Neill, Jesus Christ. Wait, so did they explain if the brother died by the fucking puppet? Because he found...
No.
They said he found the puppet at summer camp.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how the... Is there a summer camp in any of the movies? Because I don't think I've seen all of them.
No.
It's really weird that he found that fucking summer camp.
He found
camp.
First off, the kid brother finds it at summer camp. Mm-hmm. Puts it in his brother's closet.
I don't know if it was
I think that was his brother's room.
Yeah. The dead brother.
No, yeah, I think that was the dead brother's room.
No, because the mom says, I've made up your room like you used to have it.
Oh. Maybe they cleaned out the dead brother's room and put some of the shit in the loser brother's closet.
Or maybe he just never visited his room. Maybe he just wanted to visit his brother's room.
I don't know. Either way, it's fucking dumb. Like, the backstory behind any of this shit is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just a means to an end.
But who cares, right? Yeah. It's a fucking movie about puppets killing people. Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah. It seems like that was the main focus.
One of my favorite scenes was that pregnant lady dying.
That was the Jew puppet.
Fucking sick.
Dude, and like the way it turned and looked at you while it was stealing the baby.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah.
Holy shit, dude. I don't have a real like strong, I'm not, I know, I've seen live birth. It's fucked.
Yeah.
I don't really have like any strong feelings one way or another. Like, you're killing a baby. Like,
it's the miracle of life.
I don't really care when people kill babies in movies.
I think they should do it more often. It
doesn't do anything to me, right? That scene was rad. Yeah, I was like
dragging the umbilical cord.
Yeah,
he took the whole placenta and everything, right? Dude, yeah, I was super stoked. I'm like, oh, look.
I gotta say, I like that kill was sick, but I like the dude pissing on his own head.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fucking sick kill. It was very original.
All of these kills. Whoo, that burn got me.
Daddy.
Is that the... No, that's the... That's the Wiggle.
Wiggle. The Wiggle ride.
Is this sponsored by the Wiggles from Disney? Is it made by them?
Maybe it is. Maybe that's how we get into
it's
the...
It's actually stirred with a dick. That's why they call it Wiggle. Dude, the first kill once they get to the hotel, that shit had me dying.
Which one was the first one?
So it's when there's the Jewish guy and he has the Kaiser doll. And his wife's talking about how she feels really uncomfortable to have like Nazi memorabilia. And he's like, no, you know, a lot of Jews collect Nazi memorabilia. It's not so much of like a collection. It's more of like, this is a token of like your failure and how your plans for genocide, you know, were thwarted and our survivor. Yeah. And your symbols are nothing more than trinkets for us to collect. It's like kind of a fuck you.
Which was actually pretty cool. And the doll goes,
oh, really? Fire in your face. Which, like, you kind of have to hold the doll to your face in order for it to actually burn you. And you have to kind of wait for it to burn you.
Yeah, you have to hold it there.
That was a 2-in-1 kill, though.
Unless it was napalm.
Yeah, he got him. Well, because, I mean, what happens if they start spraying the fire in your face and you go, ah, and, like, throw your hands out and drop the doll?
It's, well,
like,
I mean, if the doll had napalm in its guts, then maybe I could see it. Because napalm will fuck your shit up.
In one of the first movies where that doll came out, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was part 3. He could fucking blow a lot of fire, man. It's a lot. Seem like it was a little burst.
He burned those folks to the bone.
Yeah.
Almost instantly. And I was like, damn, son, that's a lot of fire.
Yeah, that was some.
He's like, don't talk shit on Germany, dog.
Don't talk shit on the Germans.
Sieg Heil, bitch.
But all of the fucking kills, there was that one. There was the one where the dude pisses on his own head. Like,
doll?
Dude, that drone. Okay.
I thought it was going to cut his dick off.
Hold up.
Like, just flopping it into it.
Hold up.
Wait, you got some nerd shit about that drone?
That fucking drone doll wasn't in the first.
I don't think he's been in any of them.
Because it was literally like a drone that they put
I don't think he's been in any of them that I can remember.
Yeah.
It looks like a fucking DJI Phantom.
Yeah.
I think they created a few new cute dolls for
this. Sure they did.
Dude, Kermit the Frog.
Like what was that one? A gas pump? The one that was like...
Yeah, he was pumping the blood out. What the fuck? What the fuck was that about?
That was stupid as shit.
Yeah, I don't like when
that was like
cutesy.
A Jack in the Box. Like, yeah, no, that was dumb.
From the beginning, all of the dolls like look kind of... Like, none of them were cute in the first one.
And again, this is like...
I don't hate the cute-looking ones because I think it makes them
like
even...
the frog?
It makes them even more sinister because they're unexpectedly...
I would totally
evil.
Have one of those frogs in my house. I would.
I don't even know what he's called.
He's called Amphibian.
The gas pump one was hilarious because it was like happily pumping blood out of the guy's body. And I was like, yeah.
Dude, you're happily pumping blood. That looked like you were about awesome. To be pumping that, something else.
Skeet. I'm going to shoot. Blood all over. Fill you up. That poor fat girl that got fucking ate up by the helicopter blades.
Wait, which fat girl?
On the fence when they, you know, they were all trying to
escape.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I like when it killed that kid that was hanging on to that
bag. Dude, can we talk about Papa Bear?
Dude. Oh, yeah.
For a little bit.
There's Cuddly Bear.
Favorite character.
Dude, I could not understand what he was saying half the time. When he got that little kid to follow him, I thought he said, follow the dark man or follow the
colored man or something
like
that.
Yeah, follow the colored man. That's what it was. I thought he said, follow the colored man. I'm like, what the fuck? And then he said something else later that sounded, you know, similar. Yeah. And I'm like, did he just say what I think he's... And then when I realized he was saying Cuddly Bear, I'm like, yo, you need to enunciate, dog.
Yeah, it's not like... Yeah.
You're making me think these things.
He goes, these puppet N-words.
Yeah. Bitch-ass puppets. That was good. Oh, man. That guy was...
I can't believe I said N-word. Why can't I commit?
Do you have your card?
I don't.
Oh, you don't. Jazzy only gave us a temporary pass while we were doing karaoke. Got to get it renewed.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see how DC feels about that. How do you guys feel about us using the N-word?
Like, freely. Like, I don't even mean like, you know.
We're going to take it back.
Horse monkey for life.
Yeah.
God.
So, did they say why these puppets were like popping off now, or was it just because?
No, I think just revenge.
They just showed up and.
Well, they're killing. They got all these Jews in one spot, and fucking they got interracial couples.
Because according to the man, it's a really fucking mixed bag full of puppet owners here. But they're talking about how. He's basically just been laying dormant, I guess, because he was there in 89 and killed that chick, which is assumably when he died. And so he was buried in this mausoleum, which had all those rods outside. So he could still communicate.
First of all, how does nobody notice these rods?
Right, and then the people...
For fucking like 20, 30 years.
Then the people who are giving the tour are like, oh, nobody really knows what those are. Which I thought was kind of a nice touch, you know? It's like, oh, you really don't know your shit. You're just reading a script.
Yeah.
You know, fuck off. But he can communicate with them. And for some reason now, I don't know if they're just close enough to where he's at that they can pick up on the signal. Which, I mean, that's gotta be it, right?
Dude, that's some strong Wi-Fi.
Right? Or well, no, yeah, it's that, weak. That's why they all gotta be in town.
That's the thing, too. Like, he's been in that, like, tomb for 20, 30 years, 40 years.
Yeah.
Doing what?
Chilling. Waiting.
Transforming.
Like, I don't know what happened to his... You would assume that when he got murdered by the cops would take his doll, his puppets. And then so...
At that point, they were all spread out too much.
I don't remember what happened to his dolls.
Actually, I don't even know how they got out.
Like, the way they explained the dolls, like, being made, where he was making them for the Nazis because, like, they were small, they can get in anywhere, and, like, you would give your kid one for Christmas.
Yeah.
I thought that was a cool
touch. Which, why would he be in Texas making it?
Was it in Texas?
That's where the museum is.
Oh.
Yeah, how the fuck was he in Texas making all this shit for the Nazis?
Fled to America after the World War? Didn't want to be convicted of war crimes?
Who knows? Also, who cares, really?
Right. Yeah, this movie wasn't there to make sense.
Yeah.
No, none of them are, actually, but...
It was there to be blood. You know, when I was watching this movie, I kind of felt like, with the exception of that opening scene, somebody was like, hey, Charles, can you make a Puppet Master movie with no blood and no tits? And he's like, that's not Puppet Master. And they're like, okay, can you go 20 minutes? And then 20 minutes goes, and he's like, cool, give me my money. Fuck, now I got to cram a bunch of tits and deaths in here. Because, like, once they started showing tits, it was like,
oh, dude,
you guys want another pair? Here. There's no reason for this, but yeah, here.
Here's some bolt-ons.
You get an all-natural, and then you get a fucking fake one.
Oh, God, that was so gross. So fucking gross.
I still would have hit
it. What do you think that girl looks like originally? Like, cause she had
probably looks like the red lady without the necklace.
The fucking because she easily had her nose, her mouth, and her cheeks done, and
lips
probably
too.
her lips,
yeah,
and probably her eyes, definitely her tits. Like, you can't even see what she would look like for real, which is kind of sad.
Maybe what they were trying to say, they were trying to, like, you know, this is what puppets in real life look like.
I wish they would have, like,
oh, that's fucking deep, man. That's fucking
dude,
deep.
I kind of wish smart. Like the blade would have, like, cut out one of her implants. That would have been fucking
dude
sick.
When he fucking stabbed her in the face, though, that was one of my favorite parts. Like, she's just laying over her, this dude that's railing her, and, like, her boobs are all up in the air, and Blade just comes and going.
I love that scene when they were pressed up against the window.
Yep. It's like, that, oh man, those things are going to break that window.
Yeah, the practical effects were pretty on point.
They weren't bad.
I think almost all of the deaths happened off. No, they didn't. Oh, when they killed that little alcoholic guy too, when they, like, cut open his entrails and they all over the floor.
Oh, is that the one where he went up and, like, stabbed his eye too?
Yes. I'm assuming he was gay. Was that the thing? Because they were all hate crimes at the beginning.
Because he was white, so he had to have been
Yeah,
gay.
They were all hate crimes until they left the building.
And that was because they were just trying to get out.
He did have that bleach blonde coif.
Yeah.
There were so many Jews in this hotel, by the way.
Dude.
It was like...
That's what we were saying. It's a real mixed bag of nuts. There's, like, so many gays and Jews and a gypsy and, like... none of the black people got killed, I don't think. Oh, not true.
No,
two of them.
Pregnant chick was
the pregnant
black.
Chick, and then the girl that was fucking that skeleton with the long hair.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Like, she had to stand there for like 2 minutes while he cut at her throat, like with his tiny little knife. Yeah. He's sitting there sawing, and she's just like, "Oh, just get it over with. Come on, fuck."
Oh, and what's up with the fucking Hitler baby?
Oh, Junior Fuhrer,
Junior
Dude,
Fuhrer.
That shit was bonkers, man. Because
I,
like,
think that's a new one too.
The baby, like.
He, like, went inside the fucking German Fabio.
He becomes a puppet master himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he controls it. Which, like, I kind of think it would have been a little more fun if Junior Fuhrer would have killed the pregnant lady.
Yeah.
And crawled up in there and fought with the fetus.
Yeah.
Just put it on his back and let him ride him out like a fucking turtle.
What was the puppet that actually killed the pregnant woman?
That was a Jew, dude.
I mean, I'm just basing it off his nose, but...
He had a giant nose. He had those little fucking, the Hasidic Jew curls. No, it's it's like a Borat Jew. I'm telling you, dude, go back and look. It is 100%. Yeah,
I think he was a Jew.
That it was 100% super offensive.
Why would they have a Jew puppet if they're Nazis?
To show how evil it is? Why would they have a baby stealer?
No, but like you could be a fucking racist ass frog.
Dude, I've seen some racist ass
racist
frogs.
Frog. Racist ass frogs.
Turning the frogs gay.
That was definitely.
Yeah, I've never seen a racist ass Jew.
Dude.
That's like a self-hate crime. Nah, they're killing
only
Jews.
Only if they hate themselves. Yeah. But like, then every crime is a self-hate.
Do Jews hate
crime.
Black people? Because I think that's the only one that he killed.
That is true. Maybe he just hates babies.
No, he likes babies? A baby. He took it.
Do Jews he hate took it babies?
Do they steal babies? Because he stole that one.
I think they steal babies.
I can't go down this road.
I wonder what Google
I like,
would
I like
say.
How it came out like an alien, though. Came out of her stomach.
I can't go down this road with you anymore.
This leads to a dead end.
Yeah, this talk is definitely going to get us fired from Disney.
Oh, well, it's okay. We were already talking about boobs.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Disney likes those as long as they're
underage. Disney likes boobs.
Yeah. These weren't underage,
as long as they're subtle boobs.
Okay.
Are we done talking about Puppet Master?
I don't know. I'm asking Google if Jews steal babies.
I'm sure there's some Nazi folk
asking
tales.
Google if Jews steal babies.
Yeah. The FBI raid this place in a bit.
Jews renew calls for justice over stolen babies. No. Israel's Yemenite children affair missing babies. Yemenite babies who disappeared in 1950s Israel were sold to U.S. Jews. Urban Dictionary, Jew baby. I don't think it's a thing that Jews steal babies.
I don't think it's a thing that Jews steal babies.
I wonder why
I could have told you that.
I wonder why that Jew puppet stole that baby.
Why is it I don't think it was a Jew
Dude,
puppet.
Dude, it's a Jew puppet. I'm gonna try and look up Puppet Master.
It's gotta
Jew
be
puppet.
A Jewish puppet.
It had the Hasidic Jew curls. It did.
All right. I don't want to
Puppet Master Jew
Mizrahi
puppet.
Jews renew calls for
oh
justice over stolen babies.
Fuck?
Is that what you said?
The Maybe. Last 9 minutes edited.
Wait, Mangiafuoco? Is that his name? Yeah, that one. Oh no, he's a director of Puppet Master. Oh, okay, no. I'm gonna show you that it's a Jew puppet. It is. Why are you marking it? He is. I'm telling you about the movie. I'm discussing the movie. That might be John and John. Loud barky dogs. That's how you get shot when you come to George's house.
Okay, so we've got some special guests as of 2 seconds ago.
Yeah.
John Condit.
Hello. Yeah.
Producer Shane.
Woo!
New to the mic. You ain't never heard it before. Jonathan Barkin.
Close.
Welcome.
But Barkan.
There you go. You gotta think Star Trek.
It's like pecan.
I've never heard that one before. I usually say Star Trek.
Hey, I think
because then people need to go, Con.
I think outside the box, buddy.
Outside the box and into the nut.
Mm-hmm. I think about nuts and dicks all the time. You want to see if there's a dick in something? You point me, I'll find that dick.
Dicks or boobs.
Yeah, I'll find the boobs too.
I was just... So there's a thing on Twitter that's making the rounds. It's a year-old article about how Hooters is shutting down because millennials don't like boobs anymore. And everyone is like, you do realize that it's easier than ever to find boobs. Like... We're never, ever going to be worried.
And you
about
don't have to
tits.
Pay $7 for fried pickles if you see boobs in your own
but
house.
But apparently Hooters wings are something to write home about.
They're all right.
Their wings are all right.
You want to go get boobs with your shitty food? You need to go to Texas. They have places called bikinis where the girls are just walking around bikini tops, big boobs. They got minnow shots where you drink a fish with a fucking shot of alcohol. Amazing.
I mean, you got to get your omega-3 fatty acids with your booze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And you got to gross out all the fucking normies.
And you got to, you know, piss off PETA.
So, Jonathan.
Yes.
What did you think of Puppet Master Littlest Reich?
You know, I thought it was a lot of fun. I think that there are some very troubling moments in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, interestingly enough, I saw Brawl in Cell Block 99 at Fantastic Fest last year, and I really loved it. I really enjoyed it. But then what happened was...
Tell me that ain't a Jew puppet.
Is that it? Did you find it? Yeah, you found it. There it is. There it is.
Jesus Christ.
But anyway, so I saw Brawl, and I was like, man, this is really great. But then people were saying, like, oh, yeah, the people behind it have, like, very right-leaning conservative tendencies and political views. And I was like... I don't know if I necessarily see that, but at least I'm open to the idea. And so I started watching Puppet Master, Littlest Reich, and I'm like, oh, there's definitely some like really troubling things going on in here. And then I was reading about S. Craig Zahler's upcoming film, where it's about, you know, this guy who has to go into a prison and basically interrogate the prisoners who are, lo and behold, a bunch of minorities out information. And it's like, dude.
You're this like, is the guy who did Brawl?
Brawl, Bone Tomahawk. Yeah.
But Bone Tomahawk is so good.
Which is interesting because this, for a franchise that's traditionally been against Jews, to have them now all, or I'm sorry, against Nazis.
Against Nazis, yeah. That's
what I'm like. We're still on a Jew topic. Like,
yeah, that's I don't think it would got that far.
The new one, the puppets and Tuan are Nazis.
Are Nazis, yeah. They're essentially, Nazi in a weird way, Hitler really youth. Weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weirdly enough, they're almost like Hitler Youth.
And that one guy had the Hitler Youth haircut.
So. Yeah, a fucking little gay.
And here's the thing, like, if so, so this is where I think it's important to have a little bit of, you know, representation and voice, because I'm a Jewish guy. So I was watching it from a perspective of growing up Jewish with a family that fled the Soviet Union.
Everything.
Yeah. You know, with a family that fled the Soviet Union to escape persecution for being Jewish. So I've, you know, experienced my own fair share of anti-Semitism just by being a Jew online. You know, that's just how it goes. But of all the ways for the Jewish couple...
I don't think you ever get that online, right?
Oh, no, never. Come on, it's online. It's a wonderful utopia.
And it's just the one thing that they picked online. If they would have picked something else if it wasn't for that.
Yeah, but of the... So this is a bit of a spoiler, but the Jewish couple in the film, how do they die?
Oh yeah, with
this whole
fire.
this whole episode's a spoiler.
Yeah, it's all spoilers.
They're burned alive.
Yeah.
Of all the ways to kill a Jewish couple, you burn them alive.
Well, and that dude throws one of the he throws the fucking baby Hitler in the oven. And he's like, "How do you like that shit?"
Yeah, it's a little
okay. So I feel kind of shitty about it, but one of my favorite moments in the movie is when they go up to, they check into the hotel, and they're like, Markowitz? And he's like, why would you assume I'm Jewish? And he's like, come on. Like,
wasn't he wearing a Star of David, though?
He was, but it was very small. Okay. It was a very small Star of David. It wasn't super obvious.
But, like, his shirt was open with a low-hanging
But the thing is, like, what's funny was he was like, well... What just because of how I look, you assume I'm Jewish? And it's like, well, aren't you? He's like, yeah. And the guy was like,
yeah.
Then the question doesn't need to be asked anymore, does it?
Yeah, it's this. So from that perspective, when watching the movie, I was like, I'm kind of weird about how things are going. But at the same time, the gore is fucking great. The kills are amazing. Like,
do you feel like it crossed the line?
I think it wanted to, and I think that because it wanted to, I was able to pick up when it was trying to do so, and to be able to say, you're just trying to poke me.
It was low-hanging fruit.
Exactly. But I still think that some of the things it's like, you can get your point across without needing to be so on the nose about it.
Real fucking cute.
Real fucking cute.
Yeah.
Mr. Drinks out of cups.
Fuck you.
Oh, is that your Minnie Mouse cup?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got Minnie Mouse and also Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
One for water, one for energy. That's how I roll.
Why is Minnie Mouse for energy?
Well, because I like to fuck cartoon mouses.
Mice.
Mises? Mises.
Only when they're in pieces.
They give me strength.
All right. This is a... Well, what have I gotten myself into?
This is like the only podcast on DC right now.
And what have I just stepped into?
That will be edited out.
Yeah.
All
right.
Okay, we're the only good podcast on DC right now.
That's true.
Oh, wow.
That's true.
We're picking up the
million. Oh, shit.
I still love that you can see a specific cut in the edit on this recording program, and the very first thing
you're gonna hear, edit right
the
there.
Very first thing you're gonna hear when you hit play is just me going "Shiesty Jew."
Yep, yeah, that's it. Yeah, and it's loud as shit too. So what have you guys been doing this evening? What you guys were traveling around?
So we spent some time at the Box of Dread warehouse. We got a lot accomplished there. We did some kind of road mapping of the future of Dread Central. Some very exciting things in the works. Then I have a friend in San Diego from my university days. So we got to hang out with him, a good friend named Whitson Gordon, who used to be the editor-in-chief of Life Hacker, and then he was editor-in-chief of How To Geek.
Whitson Gordon.
He's a friend of mine. We just went and got tacos with him and had a few drinks at this place called Tacos Libertad. And there is a bar in the back. You go through what looks like a freezer cooler door, and it opens up to like a speakeasy called Cliché. It's on University.
Hmm. How do we not know about this?
Right. That's what Bobo. I was saying. By where?
That Bobo place.
Bobo?
It's also next to a very
a place you get blowjobs.
The only Bobo I know is blowjobs or that place out in OB. Yeah.
It's also down, it's like on the same block as a very hipster looking Ace Hardware.
So San Diego.
Oh, it's on the same corner as the North Park Ace Hardware.
There's a North Park Ace Hardware. I live in North Park and I don't know this. Okay.
Your eyes just keep getting
white. Yeah, I'm learning things about the place I've lived my entire life.
There's a speakeasy in your house that you don't know about.
I'm sure there is. Just open my closet door. There's where all my alcohol is.
Fucking Holly is shaking up a martini.
Where do these people keep going?
So keep finding olives in my shoes.
And then after that, we ended up here talking about Jews
Jew burning
alive,
shiesty
and Jew puppets, shiesty Jews, and me wondering at what point in my life did I make some sort of decision, some butterfly effect moment that led me to this moment.
I like that you didn't say mistake.
Mm-hmm. It's not a mistake.
The decision is the word you use, which I appreciate you.
It's a... We'll determine it if it's a mistake after this goes
live.
We'll
see when the episode is released.
Yeah. We'll see what the numbers look like. Then we'll talk.
Yeah. If I suddenly get some people hitting me up very upset, then decisions will become
mistakes. The thing is, you're Jewish, though. That's like, since Borat is Jewish, he can make all those Jewish jokes. So I don't think the blowback will be
Sacha
that hard for you.
Cohen is Jewish.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's what
Borat
I mean.
Borat is not.
The... He can make fun of Jews as Borat because he himself is a Jew.
He's got the card.
Yeah.
So you have that card.
He's got the Jew
card. I do have that card. Yeah. I do have the Jew card. No,
I do not have that card.
It's sanctioned by my rabbi.
See, so that...
You get it issued when...
Rabbi Baba Scotch.
By the Moyle?
The thing is, anytime I need to get renewed, I also need to get a little bit more snipped off the tip.
You have to get them renewed?
You better not need to get that renewed, otherwise you're just going to...
John's sitting here
looking like Freddy Krueger down there.
I'm now very... perturbed about what's going on.
No, John has heard us talk about all kinds of disgusting and weird shit.
He hasn't cut us loose yet.
No. Actually, there's a joke that's pretty popular within the Jewish community. Why do Jewish women love circumcisions?
Why?
Because they love anything that's 10% off.
That's a good one. I haven't heard that one.
Hi,
how you doing, John?
You know, if it's only 10%, I'm impressed.
No, my rabbi misheard and he thought 10% left.
Okay. So you are like Freddy Krueger down there.
It's actually much more gruesome.
Oh, see, mine is like Freddy Krueger, but it's from Friction.
He's like, it's a veritable Holocaust down there.
All right. So let's keep going on about the movie. Let's go from Nazis back to Nazis.
Yeah. Super cute.
We can talk about a dude pissing on his face again.
Yeah, that scene was really funny. He gets his head chopped off and then pees on his own head.
Gets his head chopped off while he's taking a piss.
Good God.
Yeah, and then his dick disappeared when he fell over. I was very disappointed.
Yeah, he buckled his pants.
Oh, yeah, you really
dying.
Like to see dicks, don't you?
Well, it's shrinkage.
If they're there, you clearly want me to see it.
I mean, if you're going
to
see a dick, let's see the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't just fucking tease me with just the 10%. You know, I want the other 90. Balls and alls.
Balls and alls. This is poetry,
isn't it?
I feel like I've entered the world of Ralph Waldo.
You have
Emerson.
No idea.
Oh, I didn't even write a haiku. For
he has a really good way with words.
I can tell.
He's real smart.
Something like
he
that.
He speaks good.
I talk good sometimes. Something like that.
Matt wants it all from asshole to appetite.
Yeah.
So, gentlemen, what are you drinking? Let's go down that route. What do we got going on?
Bourbon.
There's some rye. There was bourbon.
It's no, made by the Wiggles from Disney.
Would you like a glass, my good sir?
I will take a little sip. I'm surprised at that. I thought that was wine.
Oh, no.
That is a wine bottle, but yeah. It's bourbon. Let me see that real quick.
You can smell the bottle.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Corner Creek Reserve bourbon whiskey.
Let me ask you an interesting question, Jonathan. Ooh. If you could replace the cast of any movie with the exception of one person, replace the entire cast with puppets.
This was a thing on Twitter.
Was it?
Yeah, this was a big thing on Twitter. It went viral.
I didn't see it. Alia brought it in.
Okay, well, it went viral. And what was funny was the person who asked that, Rufus Sewell, quote tweeted it, and he said, "Dark City, except keep everyone, but replace me with a puppet."
Holy shit, that would be brilliant.
That would be holy shit.
Yeah, no, I can. You know, what would be a great movie to replace everyone but one character with puppets, with Muppets?
What's that?
Predator.
Did we say
keep the Predator as the Predator, but everyone else is a Muppet?
That would be pretty good. I thought Face Off, but keep Nicolas Cage. You know, so at some point he would have a puppet face grafted onto his actual face.
Oh,
I thought that would be fucking hilarious.
Or a human face, and then a human face on John Travolta's Muppet body.
Exactly.
That's the point. That's the joke.
No, they would have to fall for it.
Between Travolta and his daughter, Nick Cage and his daughter, way worse. Because it's like he's supposed to be a puppet, he's like 6 feet tall. With
way
a
better
face.
Is what you mean.
No.
It's like you look like my dad. But
by the way, I feel really special because you not only poured me this lovely spirit, you also poured it into a snifter. Like this is a
he gave us some
nice
little bitch ass glasses.
Excuse me.
I'm a guest. What are you in the grand scheme?
I'm definitely not a guest. I live two streets down.
No.
he's not even that.
Yeah, he hasn't
walked
been on
here
in like 3 or 4 years. 2 years.
2 years. We kicked him off for 2 years because of.
Came
the
on talking about
peas said.
And ginies, and then
they're very bad.
Yeah.
You talking about peas and ginies?
Peenies and ginies.
Balls and alls?
Balls and alls.
Oh, goodness.
Yep, we talked about both of those in this movie.
My nickname on this podcast is Warm Babies. Ugh. Just to give you some semblance.
I'm not
going to
ask why.
Don't.
I refuse to ask why.
We'll tell you that in George's Corey Feldman story after the show.
All right, quick question. While you're going to tell me that in a second, why does this Wiggle Organic Rye Whiskey have a slight taste of like dirt and freshly mown grass?
Because it was stirred with a dick.
That's the point, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's not the point. And no, it's not stirred with a dick.
You didn't see him pour it.
He poured it over his dick.
Welcome to the family, Jonathan.
You notice how wide the mouth is?
It's not that wide. It's not that wide,
John.
John,
will you get that food out of there?
It's a fairly narrow glass.
John, I think we need to discuss the future of more things at Trade Central. And possibly the end of something.
Putting all the backing into Who Goes There.
We will end all of Dread Central and all of it will go towards Who Goes There.
Put all of the resources on this amazing show.
Can we recast this show with puppets?
Ooh, there we go.
We've already got two fucking Muppets here.
Don't talk about yourself that way.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Thank you. It's feeling kind of down. It's good to hear that.
I was a little depressed.
Nah, I wasn't depressed. There was tons of tits in this movie. I felt great.
There was two pair.
There was like three pair. I thought they were going to show the black girl at the end, too. They're just like, hey, you want another one? Because here's another one. Did you see the stinger?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What was the stinger?
Did you see what I'm saying about the taste? So Cuddle Bear, like, you just
really
see...
Yeah.
You just see this bathtub and like it goes up this girl's leg and there's this girl just sitting in the bathtub relaxing. Cuddle Bear throws open the door all bloody and he goes, "Don't ask, don't ask."
I saw that in the trailer.
Wow. Yeah,
was it in the trailer?
Yeah, it was in the trailer.
Yeah, they put the stinger after the credits in the trailer.
Yeah, which is very odd.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
That's kind of a bummer. A little bit of a spoiler.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah. But then they finish the whole thing by just crashing into the mausoleum with all the
Yeah, the solution to the whole problem was like, I'm just going to crash his truck into the fucking mausoleum. You know what?
And it wasn't key. Even the final solution.
And, oh, dude, that truck.
It wasn't. He walked off into the woods. They set it up for a sequel.
Was there an alternative solution?
There might have been. It happened in the multiverse.
I'm just going to keep sipping on this organic rye whiskey that tastes organic because it tastes like fucking grass.
Yeah.
That's how we do.
Yeah.
I actually grew the grass that's in that bottle in my backyard.
And then stirred it with his dick.
You and dicks, man. Seriously.
You have no idea. You know, one of our most awesome designs, George doesn't have it up in here. I got the artist to hide a dick in it. So all the people that bought it on a shirt and a print are wearing a dick without even knowing it.
I hope someone gets it.
It also has my initials underneath it, which is super cool.
I told Lacey and she found it.
Yeah.
Someone needs to get it tattooed on them.
Which one is this?
The Scarecrow Oven print.
Of course there's a dick in it. Why wouldn't
this is like the Little Mermaid clamshell VHS thing where they're just all the spires in the background.
Exactly.
Aladdin, all the dildos or buildings or dildos. I don't know. Either way, they all look like dicks to me.
Well, what do we think of Puppet Master at the end of the day?
I think it was great, man. I fucking loved it. I'm glad the franchise got a little kick in the dick, so to speak. I'm excited.
They really turned the heat up, if as it were.
Oh, yeah, they did. They did. I love
really,
it.
Really threw the muffins in the oven. If we,
God, you took my joke.
I don't even get how that works. But I love it. I can't wait for the next one.
It's a real gas, if you know what I mean.
There you go.
You know that muffins in the oven reminds me. After high school, I worked at a bakery. Bakery/coffee shop. It went bankrupt, and a year later, it was a Planned Parenthood. And so I always thought that made it really funny to say someone's got a bun in the oven.
Yikes! Oof.
Well, at least you know what they did with all the abortions. Like they already had the oven there.
Hmm.
I'm willing to bet that they kind of emptied it out of kitchen.
I hope they left it because then all those burned babies would smell like baked bread, and that's amazing.
I did not see that coming.
That's what she said.
Ironically, both companies had a problem with what to do with all the yeast.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Maybe they worked together. One provided the yeast for the other, and that's
why. Did you hear there was a woman who made bread out of her?
Yes, I heard about that.
Wait, what,
dude?
Yeah.
Out of her own
infection.
Yeah. I would eat it. I'd eat the shit.
I'm not surprised.
There was a woman who knit a sweater or knit like a quilt or something. I'm not sure what. But she had it in such a way that the yarn would first have to go through her inside of her vagina.
Dude, it's got to be some gnarly
and
rope
out to.
Like, oh, I just thought
to
of
go
that.
Inside the vault. And like, so it passed through her.
Wait, like pussy cloths.
Okay. Wait, so did she like put all of the yarn in her vagina and it came out like a tissue dispenser, or did she kind of just have like a Twizzler between her lips kind of deal?
I think it was like inside.
Wow.
Like put it in there.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Man.
So I think the movie's worth recommending. I do agree that it's like, you know, even as a non Puppet Master fan.
I'm surprised you liked it. I'm wearing off on you.
Which is a horrible thing to think about.
Fucking great.
I think it's good for newcomers and for
it's a good movie.
But do you think that the originals have aged well enough that a person could go from this to the originals and be like,
no,
oh yeah, I'm having a good time?
No, the pacing is way slower, and I don't think people that are like watching movies now.
Well, let's be realistic. The pacing of this is like very fast.
Yeah. It's very fast.
This is faster original than most horror films.
Yes, yeah. I agree. So,
Terrifier. You're saying that the original Puppet Master is a little more subtle than this?
It's way more of a build up.
Fuck.
I don't think
I could handle more build up in a movie about sentient puppets, man. I don't know if I could be like, okay, We've got some subtle shit going on here. Let's get to the goddamn puppet kill.
It's a slower build. It's a slower build.
Yeah, it's not so much subtle. You know, it's the introduction to like the whole lore and all the puppets. So you see a lot of like skittering in the shadows, and then you'll kind of see like
Lord knows we need more skittering in the shadows when it comes to horror movies.
I'd recommend this movie. It's good. Just if you're a longtime fan of the Puppet Master series, it might turn you off.
I can see that.
All right. Final thoughts?
It's a lot of fun. It will push buttons, so be prepared for that. There will be some deaths in the film that you will never be able to get out of your head.
No way.
and
Baby Stealer.
It's in general, it's overall it's fun. I'll say that.
Question.
Oh God.
What happens to that baby that got stolen?
It's dead.
It's dead.
You think it got dead? She looked pretty pregnant. Like that baby could have survived
Most pregnant women do look pretty pregnant.
But that's how it works. She looked like
she was in her last trimester.
Have you ever been around a pregnant woman? Like at a regular
like carnally?
Interval?
No.
That's the best, by the way.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I will. It's on my fuck it list. But my wife's never going to get pregnant ever, thank God. So self high five. Good job.
Good job, you.
Yeah.
Attaboy. All right. Well,
no, that baby's dead.
It's dead AF.
I kind of want them to like raise it.
Maybe that's the littlest Reich.
They can bring
that
it back.
Baby
So they're basically trying to do a Boys from Brazil kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's already going to be two more movies of this, I think.
Is there?
I've heard that there's going to be two more movies.
The mediumist Reich.
And then the largest Reich.
Yeah. The adolescent Reich.
The okayest Reich.
Yeah.
You should do the emo Reich where he just like cuts himself.
I don't want to kill Jews anymore, Dad.
They should have called this the one-third Reich. That would have been way better.
God.
Yeah. Can they even give you a card for that, though?
Yeah, no, you cannot.
No.
No.
I don't think they can give you that card.
No. Not a chance.
No.
I agree. You don't have to keep saying no to me.
I know. I'm saying it to myself. Like,
all right.
I can't
well, that's who goes their podcast for Puppet Master, the Littlest Reich. This has turned into a little bit of a shit show.
Yeah, but those are the funnest ones.
Those are pretty fun.
Isn't that the point of podcasts like this?
Shit show. Matt Smith.
Yeah, buddy.
What's the links, dummy?
You can find us on all social media platforms. Almost most of them are Who Goes Their Podcast, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, and YouTube. You can also find us on Twitter and Letterboxd at Who Goes Their Pod. Or you can go to dreadcentral.com and listen to all of our awesome podcasts on there.
That's true.
And don't forget to go to the Telluride Horror Show, second weekend of October, where we are sponsoring horror trivia hosted by Jonathan Barkhan.
Yes, I will be there with Brad McCarg. We will be hosting horror trivia. We have some pretty fun questions. There's going to be some zingers in there. It'll be pretty difficult. We've also got a pretty sweet setup. We're going to do some very, very short mini games in between rounds. We should be having some fun. Excellent. And plus, if you've never been to Telluride, it legitimately is one of the most gorgeous places on the planet.
That's what I've been saying. It is the most
beautiful film festival I've ever been to. And it's the one place in the world where I can say that time actually feels like it slows down. I can see 3 to 4 movies in a day and still feel like I have half the day to do shit.
Oh, that's because you don't watch the 7 movies in a day like I do.
Yeah, but then again, like I know what I'm there to watch, and I often get advanced screeners, you know, things like I prepare for that. But
I just get drunk.
I mean, it's a good place to get drunk because you're high up in the air, dude, so you don't need as much booze.
And then the fact that you can get drunk legally in a high school auditorium.
This is true.
Into that.
And it's also, weed is legal in Colorado, and they have a
sweet little smoke shop.
You have to understand this. Telluride, when it's just the population, is maybe like 1,000 to 1,200 people. It's a very, very, very small place.
Yeah, it's a small little town.
They have 3 dispensaries.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
For 1,200, for, you know, 1,000, 1,200 people, they have 3 fucking dispensaries.
Yeah.
It's a lot of weed there.
The one that advertises with Telluride Horror Show. I can't remember the name of it, but they're always on the back of the program. I'm like, you know what? You got some cool little horror pun that has to do with weed.
You got horror cred, bro.
They have a horror pun on like all of their ads. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to go buy your weed because I always need more weed.
That's true. All right, that's episode 177 in the can. Fuck you, idiots. We're out.
You guys have done 177 episodes?
We've actually done like 195, yeah, but like a lot of them...
They've had to scrap a couple of my episodes.
Yeah. Did they just go way over the top?
Yeah, I mean, we can chat about it off air. All right, that's it.
You forgot the episode 34 debacle.
Yeah. All right, this is Jorge signing out.
This is Matt.
Warm Babies BMO, Carthulu on Instagram.
Ugh.
This is Jonathan signing off.
John Condit.
I don't have a mic, but I'm signing off.
All right.
And never stop Shane.
Producer Shane, just doing the damn thing over here. Look at you, looking all fucking smug.
You know what thing he's not doing? Video.
He missed the demons at the door joke in the last episode.
He
did.
Demons at the door joke?
There really, was. Shane? I would have assumed that you would have listened to all of our episodes, seeing as how you're producer Shane.
I know. All right, dummies. We'll see you next week. I hate your stupid guts. Bye.
I'm not going to worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever going to be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive. Never get out of this world alive.